right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Sandy Williams in the studio. Always glad to have you. Sandy,
Redistricting.
The redistricting maps have been accepted now by the Supreme Court, and Republicans thought that they were going to win out and that their version of it was going to be accepted, but the Republican-controlled Supreme Court went with Governor Evers' version.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's not like it's going to be
Republican-controlled, but I mean, we still have the problem for the Democrats with respect to districting is because of this concentration of population, you have to get to some very contorted lines for districting to create districts that don't have the effect of essentially diluting the majority by having 75% majority victories in a number of districts or in urban settings where if you have a situation in which the urban settings are predominantly Democrat and the rural settings are dominantly Republican, you end up with these districts that are not a blend, and it's hard to make a blend. And I still maintain that the only road for having balanced districts in the long run will be if the Democratic Party can do a better job of having the rural area of the states be at least purple, you know, that they'd be not red, not bright red, that they'd have 35% Democrat, 40% Democrat, that they would have a number of Democrats that would be material so it was possible to have party contests in a number of districts around the state. Because otherwise, even a Democrat-drawn map, it's going to be hard to create a level playing field.
So, Sandy, what do you think Democrats can possibly do? You know, they can't bring jobs back to the rural areas. What can they do to influence?
Can you bring jobs back to urban areas? You can bring jobs back wherever. I mean, the fact is that Foxconn was a sort of a semi-rural, semi-urban area where they were going to build. And for a long time, new jobs had been put into areas where you could assemble real estate easily to foster the physical plant that would be the plant for the newly attracted jobs. That was commonly in at least the edge of urban areas or close to rural areas. But the real thing is just the Democratic Party. We need to get away
from the message.
The message and the effort. Social safety nets are needed by people who are poor. And there are plenty of poor people in rural areas as well as urban areas. And I think the party just has to start addressing things that are cross racial and ethnic boundaries and cross geographic boundaries that are strictly based on situational. And by situational, I mean financial situations. So, yeah, I think the mistake started with Hillary. Trying to work out this sort of patchwork of colors that are the Democratic Party, and to look at voting interest groups instead of looking at broad social problems and addressing them in a manner that would attract both urban and rural people who have similar situations. I mean, the significant difference between rural poor and urban poor in many respects has ended up being race.
Well, you know, the Build Back Better plan that Joe Biden was talking about would have kind of done that, right? I mean,
I think so, but I don't think they talked about it. I just mean that the way the Democrats' message has to be a message that is much more inclusive about how it talks about problems, so that it doesn't develop we-they problems. It doesn't say that all the problems in this country reside in the urban settings. We have to that the country at large has to come to the rescue of its cities. I mean, we do, but there's plenty of people who need rescuing who don't reside in cities.
You know, Sandy, it's going to take a long time to, as Joe Biden's words, build back better in rural areas and in the city, and it's got to begin somewhere. And that's what, you know, they were beginning or attempting to do.
Sure, Build Back Better. For instance, it had its rural broadband initiative to try and improve broadband reach into rural spaces, much like rural electrification did back in the 30s. I think it's being done probably. I just don't think it's being messaged well. My view is that the country won't continue to be as polarized as it is right now, that the map is it's unsustainable. First of all, the parties are too smart, particularly the Democratic Party is too smart to allow itself to get cornered the way it has into strictly urban space.
Well, but they've this socialist drumbeat that the Republicans keep beating.
Socialism?
Yeah. The Republicans continue to beat that drum. It continues to take on a life of its own, and the Democrats haven't been able to undo that. And I would think that would be something that, as you stated, they should be smart enough to not be pigeonholed into that.
Well, I think they should be. I think one of the problems is that socialism, you know, there are various programs can be based on socialism concepts, like, for instance, safety nets, pension program, public health program. All of that has sort of was derived out of people who would just have described themselves philosophically as being socialist thinkers. But we don't think that Germany has a socialist society. We don't think that Norway has a socialist economy. We don't think any of these countries that have broad and very successful social safety nets have reverted to some socialism and public ownership of business. And so I just think that the Democrats need to do some correction and try to get people right thinking. Right now, the American public thinks that socialism is spelled with a C and it's otherwise pronounced communism.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, and it's so that's just artful marketing on the part of the Republicans. They say socialism, and America hears communism.
You know, Sandy, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about, you know, where we are with Ukraine, and it's almost a quagmire already inside of 9 days.
Well, it's a number of things. Unfortunately, it's a bit like watching the Christians fighting the lions in the gladiator theater in a situation in which we're cheering for the gladiators, but we're cheering for the Christians, but they're going to keep letting lions in until they die.
It's a great analogy, by the way. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.